it's kind of hard to fathom that that's what I got, and it's a strange thing, but it's really exciting, and it's just sort of all that time that I spent on that project, it makes it really, really worth it.
So, to remind listeners about the project, this is the same one that you presented at State here in Alaska, and it had to do with salmon eggs and herbicides.
Yes. So my project that I presented at state and then at the national level was looking at coho salmon egg survival rates when I used concentrations of herbicides, the Roundup herbicide, and raised them in that to see if there was an effect on them.
So you were able to raise healthy regular eggs, right?
Yes.
For the control group, and then remind us what happened with the herbicide group.
So with the herbicide groups, there was 100% mortality or acute toxicity of the eggs. So then there was no survivors in that group.
So presenting this information at the national level, the national competition, did that differ from the state, or what was required of you?
So it was a bit different to do it at national level because in Alaska, you sort of understand fishing is important, even like if you're from Anchorage or Fairbanks. When you go down to Maryland, where they're far, far removed from Alaska, you have to sort of give people information that really gives a background and a really clear picture of what you're coming from and what kind of place you live in, as well as what affects you, because they don't really know. And I guess that I did that well, and it shows.
So you kind of painted a picture that you come from a fishing town and a fishing family specifically.
We actually added slides to give it more of a Petersburg that is a fishing place, as well as I emphasized the picture that I placed in my presentation of myself on my father's fishing vessel. And so there was steps we took between the state and the national level in order to really emphasize the value of fish to our community.
You're a senior, so do you know what's in store for you after May?
I'm looking at several colleges actually that I'm sort of torn between two, and it's got to do with scholarships actually. And one school is giving me WUI, which is the Western Undergraduate Exchange, which is quite a substantial amount of money, and the other school doesn't give that out. So I'm kind of torn on which one I'm going to choose. This scholarship actually sort of reignited the debate in myself on which school I want to go to. But they're both science schools and they're both pretty strong schools. And so I've been accepted to both their engineering programs and looking at sciences and trying to decide now the nitty-gritty details which one is really right for me.
What a good problem to have. Well, congratulations on winning and that whole experience. Pretty amazing. And for representing Petersburg.
Thank you.